Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Alseth with WFYI News. Indiana's unemployment rate rose slightly in July, up to 8.5% from 8.3% in June. The State Department of Workforce Development says Indiana's jobless rate remains under the national average of 9.1% and is the lowest rate compared with the surrounding states. Funerals continue today and this weekend for the victims of Saturday's State Fair stage roof collapse. The community continues to show support to the families of the victims by giving to the Victims' Remembrance Fund. Colts owner Jim Irsay will take up the effort tonight, saying he'll donate a dollar from each ticket to the game at Lucas Oil Stadium, and he's asking fans to make a $10 donation to the fund. A moment of silence is planned before the game, and today there is free admission to the Indiana State Fair. An annual bike ride tomorrow will benefit the children of Indiana's fallen police officers. Gary's Ride, in memory of State Police Lieutenant Gary Dudley, will start at 11 a.m. at the Law Enforcement Academy in Plainfield. Indiana University will dedicate the $26 million Eugene and Marilyn Glick Eye Institute this afternoon. The Research and Treatment Center is on the IUPUI campus. And law firm Ice Miller, the third largest in Indianapolis by revenue, is planning to merge with the Ohio firm of Schottenstein, Zox, and Dunn. The firm will retain the name Ice Miller and take on the Ohio staff members. WFYI weather for your weekend this afternoon, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 88. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow's high 90 and Sunday's high near 85. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.